A physics professor and a theater professor from the University of Illinois are working to foster collaboration between the arts and sciences. Physicist Shmita Wishweshwara and artist Latrell Bright are part of a team that created the theatrical performance Quantum Voyages in 2018. Now they're launching a new collective. Illinois Student Newsroom Stephanie Mosqueda spoke with them to learn more.
Quantum Voyages is the first big project that you both worked on together. Can you tell me how you came up with the idea for this performance?
I kind of had the storyline, and it was supposed to be an adventure tale. My son was in the Nutcracker at that point. So, you know, you have some kind of guide taking you through different lands. And we said, why not the land of light and photons, or battling the raging Fermi sea of electrons, which is actually what you have inside metals. And that's, as Latrell mentioned, condensed matter physics. I study the interplay between individuals to see what the collective whole is. That's what condensed matter is. You know what the individual behaves like, but when you're a community of such individuals. So Quantum Voyages really was this journey that went, and it's about two adventurers. They're guided by the spirit of wisdom, Sapienza. But then, so they wander through these lands, but they transform. They can play the role of a Greek chorus. They themselves are learning and figuring out what does it mean to be light. And then slowly they embody it. There are these sprite-like characters, and they become light. And then in moments of strife, when they just cannot figure out, they're drowning in the Fermi Sea, or what is light?
Yeah.
That is when these quantum sages appear, real-life physicists, on stage. We show the many worlds where there can be many different universes or where things happen in parallel. All these. So theater gave us this marvelous stage, literally, so to speak, to show these different scenarios.
And I also think most of the performers usually end up being physicists, physics students. And it's so wonderful to see them be able to play. I remember something that Gloria Lee said about being in a lab all day with buzzing lights and sounds and just to be able to emote and express yourself, but still have it be in line with the work that you're doing and the thing that you're passionate about. I think it's just another layer, another way of going about exploring the world.
You both have mentioned that it has been beneficial to share perspectives and ideas because you come from different fields and backgrounds. But has there ever been any challenges because of that?
To some extent, you have to get comfortable with discomfort.
Yes.
I think there are moments, even in the rehearsal process, where I'm wanting to go abstract and know it has, that's not what it means, and we have to come together. And sometimes I say, let's try it, and then we try it, and then I'm like, no. And sometimes let's try it. Oh, okay, I understand better now. But what one of the things that I'm exploring is, and one of the things that I've learned is that I don't have to be a physicist to engage with the concepts of the quantum world. There are so many similarities, though very, 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 very many differences between the quantum world and our world.
Now, both of you, along with Stephen Taylor, are leading this new collective called the Collective for Art, Science, Creativity, and Discovery, etc. Can you tell me what you hope to accomplish with this new project?
We want it to be a welcoming community. I think we also have large scale productions that have grown over the years. And also in the process of discovery with the youngsters coming in, new things are always being born and created. So I think we want to sustain that. And
we just want to keep becoming.
We want to keep becoming. And it, like we said, it's a happy space. There is this sort of common quest, the awe, the wonder. And I think that unites us in really beautiful ways. And that's something we want to share more widely.
Cascade, as much as it is an initiative guided, facilitated by these three people, me, Smith, and Stephen. It's also an invitation for anyone who wants to come and play and explore.
And those sort of perspectives that we mentioned of deep listening, playfulness, expression, empathy, those are things that we just want to keep going.
That was Smita Wishweshwara and Latrell Bright from the University of Illinois speaking with Illinois Student Newsroom's Stephanie Mosqueda.